Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic. Thank you for joining us today. I have a lot of good travel mischief up my sleeve. I just want to remind you that if you miss any part of this 3-hour production, you will be able to go in the next 72 hours to travelers411.com, click on podcast, and you can download the show and take us with you. And you'll find 52 weeks of podcasts there every week on a rolling basis. The newest one comes on, the oldest one comes off. But if there's a show that happened longer than 52 weeks ago that you would just like to listen to, and even if it's one that happened in the last year that you don't want to download it, you just want to listen to it, go to sabrams.com, and you will find on the homepage links in the on-air quick links box, the dark blue right-hand side of the homepage, to be able to go and listen to archive shows going back to 2002 when we first went on the air. I want to take you off to Hawaii. Are you ready to go? Buckle your seatbelt. Be prepared to throw off your winter things. Leave that sweater behind, but take a light sweater anyway, because there are air-conditioned places you might feel chilled in. So get out those summery things that you just put away and get packed to go. We're headed for Honolulu right after this.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
I have on the line with me, live from the island of Oahu, Tatiana Nemedbaksh, whose name is much easier to say than it is to spell. You wouldn't believe the spelling. From the spelling, you'd never get that as the pronunciation. But this is easy. Nemedbaksh, I got it down pat. And Tatiana is speaking today on behalf of the Polynesian Cultural Center in Oahu. And I'm very interested in knowing about a number of things. The first of which has to do with the unique celebration of the Christmas season with the, Huakalua marketplace that's going on at the Polynesian Cultural Center. You talk to me about shopping and I'm there. What is this about?
Yeah, so this is our Christmas event for the year. So Christmas at the Huakalua marketplace, it's an all new event that we're having this year, and all of we have many events that are going to be happening during the whole month of December, and they're all free. So that's like the greatest part of it. It's all free events. So we're gonna have beautiful Christmas decorations, train rides, selfies with Santa, nightly entertainment, live nativity performances, and three very exciting snow days. So we're bringing snow to Oahu.
Where are you getting the snow? How is the snow happening?
So Hawaiian Ice is bringing the snow to us. So we're going to be having, it's they're bringing 12 tons of real snow for the kids to play in, and adults too can play in the snow. But it's wonderful. We've had it for the past couple of years, and we're having 3 snow days this year, December 2nd, December 8th, and December 22nd, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Hukila Marketplace. It's awesome because Oahu doesn't snow, so we don't have seasons here.
Do you know where they're flying the snow in from?
Hawaiian Ice is providing it for us, so they, like, make the snow.
They're making the snow. They're not bringing it from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
they
have these
machines.
we were in the mall. I don't know which mall. It's a mall that's got a great Italian restaurant. I wish I could tell you the name of it. We ate there in Honolulu somewhere. It's near a movie theater, and that's why we didn't have that much time. We wanted to grab a quick bite and go to the movies, and we found this wonderful Italian restaurant in this mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in December or whatever year it was. And then we were going to the movies in Honolulu.
Yeah.
And they had snow in that mall. They had this They had this big mound of snow. Adults, children, they were all getting a kick out of it. For us, not so much. We went to Hawaii to get away from the snow. So it was like, oh, look, it's following us. But I thought that was very cool. So they're actually making the snow. I had the impression that this snow somebody flew it in. Like they flew from Alaska or someplace.
Hawaiian Ice, they have like these machines, and it's amazing for the community because, you know, some of these kids have never seen snow before, so they're like super excited. And it's 80 degrees outside. The ocean is right across the street from us. We're located on the north shore of Oahu. Beautiful. The mountains are right there. And then there's like this big pile of snow for the kids to play in. So it's pretty awesome.
Wow. How long have you worked with the Polynesian Cultural Center?
For a couple of years. I graduated from Brigham Young University of Hawaii, just right here, and studied business management, marketing. So now I'm the marketing coordinator for the Hukila Marketplace, and it's so fun having all these activities and being able to promote them to the community and to give back to the community with these free events and all this stuff.
What are some of the other things that are going on aside from the snow days, which are pretty remarkable? Because the Polynesian Cultural Center is like a Disney World for all things Polynesian.
Yes. So I can tell you about the Polynesian Cultural Center. So the Hukila Marketplace is the newest addition to the Polynesian Cultural Center. So you can come to the Hukila Marketplace. We have lots of delicious food options and shopping and so many things that it's just open to the public. But the Polynesian Cultural Center is Oahu's number one paid attraction. And so where you can discover firsthand the native lifestyles and habitats of 6 Pacific cultures, which are Hawaii, Tonga, Samoa, New Zealand, Fiji, and Tahiti. And so you go into the villages and they show you different, their cultures and arts and crafts of Polynesia and of the different islands. And it's amazing just the, all of their culture, and it's the most authentic, on the island. It's named the most authentic on the island. So it's pretty amazing. And there's also, a night show that we have at night, and it's called Ha, Breath of Life, and it's Oahu's largest evening show spectacle. So
that's indoors?
Yes, the Ha, Breath of Life is. But the rest of it is outdoors. There's this big lagoon that goes through all the villages, and there's 42 acres of lush gardens and water features, and you go to the different islands and experience what it would be like to go there, pretty much, and their culture and things.
So they've created kind of mini islands for you to visit.
Yeah. And then, it's wonderful. It's so fun, and the experience is
And I see there are canoe tours, and there's, you know, it's pretty extensive.
There's a lot to do. You won't get bored.
When as it relates to Samoa, part of Samoa is American Samoa, but the people who live there, while they are U.S. citizens and they get U.S. passports, they can't vote. And there's a lot of others, there's a lot that's wrong there in terms of how almost second-class citizenship the people of American Samoa have. Somebody ought to pay attention to that. It's a lot like what goes on in the U.S. Virgin Islands and to some degree in Puerto Rico, although Puerto Rico gets a little better status, can you imagine? Given what you know now about what's going on in Puerto Rico, can you imagine? They've got the best status of these territories that we have. And I wonder how many people that are listening right now had no idea that we have American Samoa with U.S. citizens and U.S. passports who serve in the military and don't get to vote. I want to thank you for joining us today, and I hope to come and visit the Polynesian Cultural Center the next time I land in Oahu. Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody else, stay with me.
Family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall December 5th through the 31st. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, just a little update on the Polynesian Cultural Center in Oahu, the island of Oahu in Hawaii. And Oahu is where Honolulu is, so if you're flying into Honolulu, if you're going to Waikiki, Waikiki Beach, same island. This is an expensive place, people. It appears they have some really exciting exhibits, experiences. I'm sure they've made a big investment and they're trying to recoup it. But this is as or more expensive than going to Disney World, which is no cheap sport. So have a look at what the cost per adult and per child is and add it up. I think the adult ticket is like, I don't remember. I looked it up, but I was so shocked by the numbers. It was over $200 a ticket. Now, maybe they have less expensive tickets that do less, and maybe you pay more for more activities, but go check it out before you get there and get surprised. And even the children's tickets were close to $200 a piece. So, you know, if you're going for the big splurge, go for it. It looks like they have some, I mean, it looks like you're getting value for your investment, but it looked to me like a family of four could spend, you know, upwards of $800 for a day. So, and maybe I've got it wrong because I didn't study the way that maybe, you know, it's a multi-day package or something, because maybe it takes more than a day to do all these different things. So it may turn out to be more economical, but you have a look and a study before you go forth. And you can go to travelers411.com and scroll, click on forums, scroll down to Ask Stephanie. And once you've gone up top and clicked on register, given yourself a username and password, you can go in and write in the forums. So otherwise you can just read. So drop me a note and tell me if you've been there, what you thought. If you do it again, if it was worth it. And also have a look at, do your own analysis of what you're getting for how much money and if that would be worth it for your family. I mean, for some people, it's just going to be unaffordable. I mean, because they blew the bundle just getting to Hawaii and staying there. Hawaii's not an inexpensive place to visit. And I have found that I don't do any shopping when I'm in Hawaii. I invest all of the budget in the place we stay and meals and car rental and whatever. Because in general, most things, unless you're buying local artwork that is unique to where you are, if you're buying a manufactured product, it'll be less expensive at home. So, you know, the big buyers are the people from Japan who come to Hawaii to visit, because everything in Japan is so expensive that Hawaii looks like a bargain. So plan to do shopping. I mean, unless you're picking up the one-off T-shirt or souvenir or coffee. Even Hawaiian coffee you can find in wonderful stores here on the mainland, less expensive than in Hawaii. It's not cheap. The last time we were there, I want to say the smallest little tiny bag of Kona coffee was, how much was it a pound? Do you remember? It's like $10 a pound. More? More for the little tiny bag. I remember there was one size bag that was like $20-something and the next size was $30-something. If you're into coffee, as my husband is, he popped for some of that. And he loved every slurp of it. So, you know, it's all a question of where the value lies for you. And if you're into the local art that's made, you know, the handcrafted items, you're not going to get that anywhere else. You need to buy it there. But, you know, I wouldn't go into, for instance, you know, a JCPenney or a Macy's kind of a store and buy things that are manufactured in other places, because you're going to find them a lot more expensive than they are at home. So what else is on my mind today? I have a big, long list. And later, in the next hour, we're going off to Ireland. And we're going to catch up with my friend John Ryan over at the Ardlin Hotel. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk to him in the next hour was the same reason I wanted to talk with the Polynesian Cultural Center folks, because the Hukilau marketplace and, you know, all the Christmas things and whatever, I prodded the folks in Ireland into promoting their Christmas markets. There have been a few, and you're going to learn in the next hour. The Galway Christmas market only started about 8 years ago. Some of the others are only 2 or 3 years old. They haven't been doing Christmas markets. And I actually wrote a brief on how to create and tie together Christmas markets and promote Christmas markets in Ireland, because that's your closest spot on the other side of the ocean. And Aer Lingus will give you a free stopover in both directions if you fly with them beyond Ireland. And they fly to Munich for sure. I think they also fly to Frankfurt, but I know for sure they fly to Munich. And there are some wonderful Christmas markets in and around Munich. And so with a free stopover, you could fly to Ireland, go visit some Christmas markets, spend a few days, go on to Munich, do your thing, stop again in Ireland, spend the last couple of days of your trip and go home. And make that your own special Christmas present to self, Christmas markets in Ireland. So I got an email about a month ago about how there are now 8 Christmas markets that Tourism Ireland was featuring in their newsletter to media. And I patted myself on the back. But I would like to see them fill it in with a driving map that's placed in every rental car. Are you listening, people? Placed in every rental car and advertised and promoted. So when you land, you jump in the car and you drive around, and in every town and village and wherever, most of the cities now have a Christmas market. But you could come back with all these unique products and stuff that's adorable and special, and not the, you know, somebody's going to get three of the same thing. Not going to happen. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break and come right back, and I want to share with you things that have been on my mind related to travel in the last week, and we'll do that after these important messages, so stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Go ahead.
Slowly in the west, we approach the island of Lulu. Spelled backwards.
Ul-ul.
Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living Living Advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio. For more travel talk, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, so more things on my mind. Where's my list? It's here somewhere. There it is. I was contacted by one of my listeners who was interested in going to Ireland. And I asked her if she wanted to rent a car, and she said yes. And she's going with her daughter and potentially a friend and the friend's daughter, which would make for a jolly, congenial group as long as everybody gets along. And yes, they would be taking a car. So I told her that while Dooley Car Rental in Ireland, which is the company I've used for more than a decade, has been bought by Enterprise, it still markets under Dooley Car Rental. And the Stephanie Abrams friends and family rate, well, not friends and family. It's fans and friends, or friends and fans, or whatever. Just call them up and ask them for the Stephanie Abrams rate. What they'll do for you is whatever category of car you want, you'll pay for one category under that. So if you want a category C car, you're going to be booked as a category B with an upgrade, a free upgrade to a C. And I want to just make clear, I don't make a penny on this, people. Doesn't really matter. You know, there's no financial gain for me whether you do it, you don't do it. I just know how aggravating some of the companies that rent cars everywhere in the world, but particularly we're talking about Ireland. So I said to her, go call Dooley Car Rental. After you get your air tickets and get your car sorted out, and ask for the friends and fans of Stephanie Abrams, that's what it's called, rate. And that'll give you a free upgrade. So I wanted to go online and see if the dates she mentioned are going to be a problem in terms of car rental, because I will tell you, people, there are times when car rentals in any city that you thought could never have a problem with car rental get sold out. Do you know that a month ago, it was sometime in September, actually, I want to say, I can't remember exactly when, but I want to say it was around the third week in September. You couldn't get a room for 50 to 75 miles around Boston, and all of Boston was sold out. There was this big convention of 7,000 people piled into Boston, which means you're not getting a car either. Now, if you're in Boston, you don't need one. But if you're planning to go outside of the region, outside of the city, yeah, you need a car. It gets a little cumbersome. There is bus and some train transportation and whatnot. I mean, if you wanted to go to New York City, oh, great. Get on the Amtrak Accela train, Boston to New York. You close your eyes for 30 seconds and you're there. because it's a fast train. But there are times when you're just not getting a car unless you reserved it way ahead. So if you have any thoughts about the rest of this year or 2018, don't wait. Make your plans. So I went online. I went to Dooley Car Rental because I wanted to make it easy for her and find, you know, what's their telephone number. And I find that while they tell me I'm wrong at the New Jersey headquarters of Dooley USA, I find they answer the phone faster when you call their direct dial New Jersey number than when you call the 800 number. And I can remember, those of you that are have a travel agent background, well, I come out of the travel agent background and then into wholesaling travel and other parts of travel, where I became part of a company I helped build from $200 million to $1.5 billion, and was the executive vice president. But travel agents will identify with this little tidbit. If you called GoGo Tours 800 number, it could ring forever before they answered the phone. Probably wouldn't answer the phone. If you called their direct local number in Ramsey, New Jersey, they'd answer the phone the third ring. And I once asked somebody, and they said, well, we don't pay for the local call that you're calling in on, the local number. But if we, you know, we have to pay for the 800 call coming in. So if the phone, both phones are ringing, we're going to answer. And that was true of a number of companies that would deal with travel agents. Oh, there was a time in the early 80s and late 70s when if you wanted to make a reservation for a client at one of the properties at Disney World, on, you know, that's inside the park, inside Disney World, not only didn't they pay a commission to travel agents for the booking, but there was no toll-free number. So you had to invest in a phone call. And I think this even predates 405 as Orlando's area code. I think the whole state was 305 at that time. Somewhere in there it changed to 405 for Orlando. But if you, you know, and here you're not making any money on the booking because Disney was not paying commissions on hotel bookings to travel agents or anything else for that matter. And it's costing you probably, you know, long distance was very expensive in the late 70s, early 80s. So you made a phone call to Florida and you were on for 10 minutes with the reservation people at Disney World. And the bottom line is that you make this reservation and it cost you $20 to make the reservation. God forbid you had to call back again to make some changes or reconfirm something or whatever. And I remember sitting in the travel agent where I was working and saying that, well, one of these days, Disney is going to overbuild and they're going to have more hotel rooms than they can fill. And that's when they're going to wake up and pay travel agents a commission. She was right. That girl that said that, that would be me. Yeah, one day they woke up. But at that time, airfare was so high. And commission, unless you had what is known in the industry as an override, which means if you hit certain figures, you get a higher commission, or you get, you know, like an added 1 or 2 or 3% or something, depending on all the crazy hoops you had to jump through in terms of what cities you were making reservations from and to Orlando and how many bookings you actually got to and how many tickets you actually sold, you might get more than 10% commission. But minimally, you got 10% commission. So, and the commissions, you know, the fares were decent in terms of, you know, they weren't running $99 too often, not, especially not at the times people really wanted to go. And so you use some of the commission money that you expected to get to pay for all these phone calls that you had to take care of. And so even Disney got around to putting in a toll-free number and paying commissions. You know, there's a tremendous misunderstanding and disrespect for the travel agency and agent community, especially with people hopping online to think, you know, well, I can do this myself. What do I need an agent for? You know what it is when you don't know what it is you're missing? Because you don't know what you don't know? That's that story. But anyway, I went to Dooley's, Dooley Car Rental website, and I was snooping around looking for a direct number. I don't think I found one on the site. I think I only found their toll-free. But I always find it if I go Googling around. I put in, you know, local number four. And if you call Dooley and it rings and rings and rings and rings, go find the number. And if you can't find the number, go to our forums at travelers411.com. Scroll down to Ask Stephanie. And if you've given yourself a username and password at the top of the page, when you click on register, put your question and I'll post it for you. And I'll tell you the rest of that story after these important messages, so don't leave me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I was telling you about Dooley Car Rental that I recommended to a listener who wants to go to Ireland. And I went on their site, and I'm looking around their site, and I'm scrolling down. I landed on a page that wasn't a glamorous page. It wasn't a page with, you know, pictures of all kinds of cars they rent and where the locations are and, you know, how much it is a day or a week or whatever. It didn't do any of that. I wound up on a page that was just a lot of list of links to information. And I'm scrolling down and I come to a section that says something. Oh, Lord, what did it say? It was like extra charges or additional fees or something like that. And I'm looking underneath that because one of the reasons I love Dooley Car Rental in Ireland is there really aren't any extra fees. Sometimes people get tricked. Happens far too often. Into thinking they're getting the best economic deal because they got a really good rate online. And now I'm in Shannon or Dublin, or Belfast for that matter, but Shannon or Dublin Airport, which is normally where I'd fly into, because generally speaking, unless there's a promotion going on, it's more expensive to fly into Belfast than it is to fly into Dublin or Shannon. So when I get to the airport counter where the car rentals take place, there's always somebody at another counter at some brand you probably know that's well marketed in the U.S. carrying on like Rumpelstiltskin, red-faced and ready for a heart attack. And they're upset because they saw that the company whose counter they're standing at had the best deal compared to everybody else. But when they arrived at the airport, they're getting told about, well, there's this fee and that fee and another fee and whatever. And by the time they're done, what looked like a bargain is now more expensive than dually. So when you go to compare prices, you got to know, what are you comparing? In general, the only thing you have to pay for, in addition to the car rental rate with dually, is collision damage waiver. But there's now a credit card you can actually use to do it if you want to have it against your credit card. Go and check it out, because until very recently, Ireland had a law that you couldn't count on your credit card's collision damage waiver coverage in Ireland. Something's changed in there, and these key things changed like you change your socks. So you make sure that your credit card is really going to cover your travel in Ireland, and you check with your credit card company as well as whatever it says online for the car rental company. So you normally have to pay that extra when you get there. And if you're going to take a GPS system, or Dually has a Wi-Fi kit that costs, I think it's like $150 a week. It's marvelous. It makes your the vehicle, while you're driving around, internet accessed. And it comes in this cute little bag, looks like a little cosmetic case. And it's got a charger, a battery charger. And it's got a cable, so you can plug it into the what would be the cigarette lighter in a car to charge it. And you can take it out of the car with you when you go in your little cosmetic case thing. So if you go into a restaurant or a museum or your hotel, you don't have to buy into their Wi-Fi program. But I will tell you, it only works in the Republic of Ireland. It doesn't work if you go into the north. So, other than that, oh, gasoline. You're responsible for the gasoline you put in the car. And if you want to save a little money, get a car that accepts diesel fuel only. It's a little bit cheaper. It used to be a lot cheaper, but they've raised the taxes in Ireland on diesel fuel. But if you get a diesel car, make sure you're putting diesel in. I mean, don't put the wrong gas in the car. That would be bad. Oh, they call it petrol. So I'm looking down this list of extra charges, and there are things I didn't click to see if there's a charge, what the charge is on any of the items. But they had listed things like baby seats and luggage carriers that you might put on the roof, I think was on that list. GPS systems, Wi-Fi, blah, 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 blah. And on the list, it says border crossing fee. And I lost my breath, because just about every other company, and I haven't surveyed all of them, but I will tell you, the big names in American car rentals charge a fee. They're going to ask you, are you going to take this car from the Republic of Ireland into Northern Ireland? Or are you going to put it on a ferry and take it on Irish ferries across to Scotland or Wales and then drive around the UK and then take it back? You know, take the ferry back. And they're going to ask you if you're going to just drive into the north or whatever. And if you say yes, they're going to tell you there is an extra fee for insurance, and it's a border crossing fee. Well, unless something weird happens because of Brexit, there is no border. There hasn't been one for a long, 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 long time. You drive from the Republic of Ireland into Northern Ireland like you're driving from Pennsylvania into Delaware or Maryland or New York or someplace. You don't know the difference. The only reason you know you're somewhere else, the signs are in mileage instead of kilometers to the next town for distance, and the pricing at gasoline pumps and in the butcher shop and wherever they might put a sign in the window, such and such is so much money. you know, chickens so much per kilo or pound or whatever. It's going to be a euro sign in the Republic and a pound sterling sign in the North. Otherwise, it's the same deal. So I clicked on it thinking, oh, my goodness, Enterprise bought these people and now they've put in a border crossing fee. But what I found out is no. When you click there, it says there is no border crossing fee to go from the Republic into Northern Ireland with dually car rental, unless it's a one-way rental and you're picking it up in Dublin or Shannon or Cork or Galway or who knows where, and you're going to drop it at Belfast Airport, for instance, then there would be a fee. So that's a story on that. And I'm so happy that the folks haven't, you know, changed anything of importance. All right, people. Next hour, coming up soon. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.